Wise Gemini predictions for May of 2024. No planets in Gemini until the 21st of May. So that means what you're going to be going through in May is going to be a bit dizzy for some of you. It's going to be a bit confusing because it's all about other people. Other people will be nice to you. Other people will be loving towards you. Other people will be good to you. Other people will be charming towards you. Other people will be activated, defined by the new zodiac year. The Aries energies, the Taurus energies, they've been activated now. They've woken up now. And they want the Gemini. They want the Gemini back in their lives. Sometimes Geminis, you don't realize how much damage you've done to other people. you've done damage. Because once you made an impression on them, they never forget you. Even if they want to forget you, even if they want to get divorced from you, even if they hate you, even if they love you and they hate you and they don't know, people get confused. But then you can't help it. You're a charming Gemini. And therefore, in this zone that everyone's woken up now, and it's going to get even stronger on the 21st of May when the sun goes into Gemini with the Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system, going to Gemini on the 24th of May with the full moon at the end of the last weekend of May. Is a definition of all of a sudden everyone wants you. They want your energy. Let's be blunt and honest. Let's be really, really blunt. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter the way you dress. Although, Geminis, when you're in a good mood, you dress very elegantly. You dress very smartly. You have your hair done. Women, with Gemini women, when you are feeling good about yourself, you do things that make you feel even better about yourself. Even better. Right? You may feel good. You feel good, but you put more lipstick on. You put more makeup on. Have your hair dyed even a different color. You have a hairstyle, you have a this style or that style. Geminis, when you are feeling good about yourself, when life is making you feel good, you do even more positive things. When you feel bad about yourself, when life makes you feel bad and depressed, you do all the shitty things. You wear a shitty t-shirt, you wear shitty jeans, you wear shitty shoes. Hey, that's what I'm telling you the truth. You wear garbage. You wear garbage and you look like garbage. A Gemini, you know how to dress down because when you're in a bad mood, you dress down. When you're in a good mood, you dress up. You know how to dress smart. You know how to be elegant. You know how to be smart. You know how to aura, where is it a good and bad? Geminis, yeah, you oscillate. Yes, you have a moody days. You could be in a really bad mood, really, really bad mood, and you look like a homeless guy from the street. When you're in a good mood, you look like somebody living in Trump Tower in Manhattan in New York, right? You can oscillate from one to the other. And that's the reason why Geminis attract money and prosperity. Because when your mind is thinking positive, you attract positive. And you attract from one extreme to the other. When your mind is thinking negative, those of you have been in really bad negative situations in life, financially negative situations, when your life is better, it was really one extreme to the other. Every Gemini that's been in a bad situation, you've probably even slept on somebody else's bed, sofa bed, spare room. You were nearly homeless. You weren't quite homeless, but you were nearly homeless because you always relied on people and friends that put you up somewhere, as your friends that looked after you. You had friendships that people did look after you. Otherwise, you would have been on the street. Other star signs don't have friends that can help them out in difficult times. Geminis, you've always got people that look after you. So you were at the bottom, and then you can be at the top. But it's all about you believing in yourself. And therefore, my astrology, the way I look at things with Psychic Christina is that I'm not just like other astrologers telling you, wait and see to Sun in Gemini, wait and see to Jupiter in Gemini. Yeah, wait and see, of course. But this May 2024, prepare yourself. Prepare in your mind, in your imagination. You want to be at the top. You want to be higher up than you are right now. You want more than what you got right now. It's not a greedy more. It's just genuine because you attract it. That's who you are. That's who you're supposed to be. Now, for those of you who have been afflicted over the past 5 or 6 years and you feel afflicted, Jupiter in Gemini, this year's birthday, Sun in Gemini, is going to change everything. Some of you, not all, but some of you have what we call a slow astrological chart. In other words, you only really have a miracle once every 12 years. It comes along once every 12 years, Jupiter in Gemini, then you have a miracle. Sometimes once every 6 years, you have a big miracle, big excitement, and then the rest of the time, you just exist. This is it. You're headed towards it. and it's going to be big, and you're going to have choices to make during May and June and July. Knowing Geminis, you're going to say yes to everybody. You're going to say yes to everything. You're going to say yes, and then you'll juggle to see which one turns out to be the best, because that's what Geminis do. But you're headed into it. So now brush yourself off. Get your head on straight now. Think positive. Think, what do you want? Desire it. Get your heart falling in love with something that your heart desires. Keep it secret, of course, to yourself. Don't have to tell everybody. Don't even have to tell me. But feel, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. It is a persistent energy. It is an annoying energy, because when you want something, you know you're going to get it. On the daily audios, I said that women Geminis are actually worse than men Geminis, because women Geminis, when they want something, they get it. They find a way to get it. They are so pushy, so persistent, so powerful. Yes, women Geminis, I've said it. You are very powerful, because when you really, really, really want something, you achieve it. You get it, because you're obsessed by it, because life, your heart and soul makes you want it. And that's what you're leading into right now. So every day in May, as it gets closer and closer, as Jupiter is getting closer to getting to Gemini, as the sun getting, you should feel the inexplicable excitement. And some of you can't see it yet. You won't be able to see it until the 24th of May. I know you want to see it sooner. I know you love to see it sooner. You're just going to have to get ready for it. It's coming. And hopefully you should be feeling it every day in May.